Yumen, Ukraine, AP, Russia fired more than 20 cruise missiles and 2 drones at Ukraine early Friday, killing at least 23 people, almost all of them when 2 missiles slammed into an apartment building in a terrifying nighttime attack, officials said. 3 children were among the dead. The missile attacks included the first one against Kyiv, Ukraine's capital, in nearly 2 months, although there were no reports of any targets hit. The city government said Ukraine's Air Force intercepted 11 cruise missiles and 2 unmanned aerial vehicles over Kyiv. The strikes on the 9-story residential building in central Ukraine occurred in Yumen, a city located around 215 kilometers, 134 miles, south of Kyiv. 21 people died in that attack, according to Ukraine's national police. They included 2 10-year-old children and a toddler. Another of the victims was a 75-year-old woman who lived in a neighboring building and suffered internal bleeding from the huge blast shockwave, according to emergency personnel at the scene. The Ukrainian National Police said 17 people were wounded and 3 children were rescued from the rubble. 9 were hospitalized. The bombardment was nowhere near the war's sprawling front lines or active combat zones in eastern Ukraine, where a grinding war of attrition has taken hold. Moscow has frequently launched long-range missile attacks during the 14-month war, often indiscriminately hitting civilian areas. Ukrainian officials and analysts have alleged such strikes are part of a deliberate intimidation strategy by the Kremlin. The Russian Defense Ministry said the long-range cruise missiles launched overnight were aimed at places where Ukrainian military reserve units were staying before their deployment to the battlefield. The strike has achieved its goal. All the designated facilities have been hit, Lieutenant General Igor Konashenkov, the Defense Ministry's spokesperson, said. He didn't mention any specific areas or residential buildings getting hit. Survivors of the Yumen strikes recounted terrifying moments as the missiles hit when it still was dark outside. Helena, a building resident, said she and her husband were covered in glass by the blast. They saw flames outside their window and scrambled out, but first Helena checked whether her friend in a neighboring apartment was okay. I was calling her, on the phone, but she didn't pick up. I even rang the doorbell, but still no answer, she told the Associated Press. She used the spare keys from her friend's apartment and went inside to check on her. She found her lying dead on her apartment floor. Helena refused to provide her last name out of security concerns. Another building resident, Olha Tarina, told the AP that glass from the explosion flew everywhere. Tarina, whose husband is fighting on the front lines, said one of her child's classmates was missing. I don't know where they are, I don't know if they are alive, she said. I don't know why we have to go through all this. We never bothered anyone. 3 body bags lay next to the building as smoke continued to billow hours after the attack. Soldiers, civilians and emergency crews searched through the rubble outside for more victims, while residents dragged belongings out of the damaged building. One woman, crying in shock, was taken away by rescue crews for help. Yulia Norovkova, spokeswoman for emergency rescue crews on the scene, said local volunteers were helping nearly 150 emergency personnel. 2 aid stations, including psychologists, were operating, she said. A 31-year-old woman and her 2-year-old daughter were also killed in the eastern city of Dnipro in another attack, regional governor Serhiy Lysak said. 4 people were wounded, and a private home and business were damaged. The attacks came days after President Volodymyr Zelensky said that he and Chinese leader Xi Jinping held a long and meaningful phone call where Xi said his government will send a peace envoy to Ukraine and other nations. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba said Friday's bombardment showed the Kremlin isn't interested in a peace deal. Missile strikes killing innocent Ukrainians in their sleep, including a 2-year-old child, is Russia's response to all peace initiatives, he tweeted. The way to peace is to kick Russia out of Ukraine. Czech President Petr Pavel, on a visit to Ukraine, was unconvinced by the Kremlin's past denials of responsibility for such bloodshed. The number of attacks on civilian targets leads to an only conclusion that it is intentional, Pavel told Czech media. It's a clear plan intended to cause chaos, horrors among the civilian population. Shortly after Moscow unleashed the barrage, the Russian Defense Ministry posted a photo on Telegram showing a missile launch and saying, "Right on target." The message triggered outrage among Ukrainians on social media and some officials, who viewed it as gloating over the casualties. The Ministry of Homicide of the Russian Federation is happy that it hit a residential building with a rocket and killed civilians, said Andriy Yermak, the head of Ukraine's presidential office. In Kyiv, fragments from intercepted missiles or drones damaged power lines and a road in one neighborhood. No casualties were reported. In Ukrainka, a town about 10 kilometers, 6 miles, south of Kyiv, debris from shot-down missiles or drones left holes in the walls of some apartment buildings, and a smashed pink stroller in the street. "It feels like this nightmare has been going on for 2 years, but I still can't wake up," local resident Olena, 62, said. She asked for her surname not to be used, saying her son lived in a sensitive military area. Ukraine officials said last week that they had taken delivery of American-made Patriot missiles, providing Kyiv with a long-sought new shield against Russian airstrikes, but there was no word on whether the system was used Friday. The city's anti-aircraft system was activated, according to the Kyiv City Administration. Air raid sirens started at about 4 a.m., and the alert ended about 2 hours later. The missile attack was the first on the capital since March 9. Air defenses have thwarted Russian drone attacks more recently. The missiles were fired from aircraft operating in the Caspian Sea region, according to Ukrainian Armed Forces Commander-in-Chief Valery Zaluzhny. Overall, he said, Ukraine intercepted 21 of 23 KH-101 and KH-555-type cruise missiles launched, as well as the two drones. The war largely ground to a halt over the winter, becoming a war of attrition as each side has shelled the other's positions from a distance. Ukraine has been building up its mechanized brigades with armor supplied by its Western allies, who have also been training Ukrainian troops and sending ammunition, as Kyiv eyes a possible counteroffensive. Meanwhile, the Moscow-appointed mayor of the Russia-held city of Donetsk, Alexei Kulemzin, said a Ukrainian rocket killed 7 civilians in the center of the city Friday. He said the victims died when a minibus was hit. Hanna Arharova and David Rising reported from Kyiv. Patrick Quinn contributed to this story from Bangkok. Follow APS coverage of the war in Ukraine. https://apnews.com/hub/russia-ukraine Adria Rosa, Hanna Arharova and David Rising, The Associated Press. JPG, caption. In this image taken from video provided by the National Police of Ukraine, firefighters work at an apartment building destroyed by a Russian attack in the town of Yumen, around 215 kilometers, 134 miles, south of Kyiv, Ukraine, Friday, April 28, 2023. National Police of Ukraine via AP, 2. JPG, caption. The body of a woman that died after a Russian attack at a residential area lies on a bed surrounded by debris in Yumen, central Ukraine, Friday, April 28, 2023. AP photo, Bernard Armingay, 2.